L-E-T-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
The Burt Show.
All right, Melissa Carter, why don't you reset this for us? What is our No Hot Lana campaign?
All right, well, for years, I think this we established it started in the 70s where the term Hot Lana was big for the city. It was like a PR kind of buzzword for Atlanta so that everybody knew that it was Hot Lana because it was a city that was growing. It's getting hot. Well, now we find that only people outside of the city of Atlanta use the word Hotlanta. So when they're talking to, you know, one of us is talking to friends or relatives, oh, well, how's it down in Hotlanta? And so it's a little cheesy because it's now 30 years old. Mm-hmm. And so it's just time for change. So we need, you know, now it's the ATL, but Hotlanta is just not cool. So we're trying to get everybody to understand that it's not cool and to stop using it. So I believe, was it Janet Jackson, the first person we talked to about this No Hotlanta campaign? Like, just stop using the word Hotlanta and tell all your people not to use the word Hotlanta. And that's kind of how it started.
And if it just comes up in casual conversation, I think as Atlantans, we have a responsibility just to say to our out-of-state friends that don't know any better, hey, you know, we don't really call it Hotlanta down there anymore.
It's not cool anymore.
But there are still some locals that are holding on to past traditions. And we have suggested that you email us or call us, whatever you got to do. Facebook us in a lot of cases also and tell us about these offenders. Here are five.
Well, and like you said, to make change, sometimes you have to embarrass a few people. You know, set them out as examples of what not to do.
This one comes from Jessica Brown on my Facebook page. If only I had a magic marker last night. Obviously, Tavern 99 didn't get the memo regarding Hotlanta. And she snapped a picture of a big banner they had up last weekend that said, Hotlanta welcomes the Miller Coors Southeast Region team.
No.
See, Tavern 99's new, too.
They should know better.
It's like
better.
A new, cool place to go and hang out.
No, it's a new place. It's not go with cool yet.
Well, yeah.
It's a cool place.
This won't get you on the cool list. Hotlanta will not get you on the cool list.
Knocks you down off the cool list.
Getting a whole bunch of emails from you guys. This one from Teresa, again, telling Starbucks that you got to get rid of those mugs with the Hotlanta.
Because it says Atlanta in huge letters on this one coffee mug, and then underneath Atlanta, it says Hotlanta. So it's not even necessary because it's not the...
It already says Atlanta. I have a friend who collects those mugs because you can like only buy the city when you are visiting the city. So, like, in Atlanta, it's just the Atlanta mugs.
Like a Hard Rock t-shirt.
Yeah, like in San Diego, you know. So so they're collectible in each city. So people are actually, like, coming here, taking one of those home to other places.
They're spreading it.
Like swine flu.
Exactly.
like that disease in the Cuba Gooding movie.
The Ebola?
Yeah.
Katie Hess on my Facebook page, the Sweetwater Beer Mix Pack has, quote-unquote, brewed and bottled in Hotlanta, Georgia, printed all over it.
Sweetwater, man.
What? It's right in your own backyard. Jeff, those are your people.
I know.
Can't you make a call?
I'm going to have to make a call.
That's always what you order, and you cannot order it anymore until they vow to take it off.
Where do they say it is?
It says it's the Sweetwater Beer Mix Pack has brewed and bottled in Hotlanta, Georgia.
Because their trucks are tie-dyed. Cool. You know, but from the 70s. So they just, you know, some things keep, some things don't keep.
Miller, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, driving through Riverdale this past weekend, avoiding all that traffic, and there is a Hotlanta Wings place in Riverdale.
Yeah, we know about that place.
Yeah, somebody else has called us about that. Thank you for calling them out, though.
But see, that one almost makes sense because they're not referring to the city. They're referring to their wings.
Yeah, there is a...
like it's a hot wings, and so it's like, you know what I'm saying?
It's such a fine line here, though.
There is a place in town that sells Hotlanta wings made with the Hotlanta hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's describing the sauce and the wings.
I'm okay with that.
But you have to, in order to get rid of a campaign that's been so you know, entrenched for 30 years, though. I think you got to go totally the other way and completely.
You're right, Bert. If we're going to tackle this issue, we got to tackle it head on.
Damn right.
Because if people outside the city learn that Hotlanta only refers to wings here, that's fine. But we, you know, we're not there yet.
Yeah. We got to make progress. We got to make real social change.
Baby steps. Julie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Think globally, act locally.
Yeah, I was on a telethon again. I was in Texas, and I spread the no Hotlanta love to the Texans.
Somebody in Texas say something about Hotlanta?
Yes, I was coming back to Texas and Sunday, and they were all like, "Oh, you're going back to Hotlanta," and I screamed, "No!"
Were you down in Antone or in the Big D?
I was in Amarillo.
They don't even.
I'm
have
just
it.
Surprised that anybody in Texas like recognizes any state other than Texas.
Yeah. I'm shocked they knew that we existed.
Exactly.
This email may be the most dangerous here. It's Sarah writes, I was in the airport on Monday and saw the worst violation of Hotlanta. In one of the stores in the D terminal, there is an ATL store, Atlanta store, and there was a white T-shirt with the following graphic. It just said HTL. And then Hotlanta, Georgia was written underneath it. And she says, this is worse. Flames were coming out of the H and the HTL.
There's a logo with Hotlanta now.
She writes, if we are promoting it in the busiest airport in the world, Hartsfield, where passengers around the world are seeing this, it's no wonder it's spreading like fire. She's right.
Does anybody buy that T-shirt?
You know who we have to get on
board?
Somebody
who doesn't live here.
With this is, and I've gotten to everybody who sent the tweets, and this upsets me too, because I'm a fan.
Of what?
Bort.
Oh, no.
Neil.
Well, he's from that old school.
He used it on a show.
It's going to be tougher. It's going to be tougher with the old people.
But he's syndicated. He's in like 6 million cities. We get him on board. If we get him to buy in on this.
This is true.
You know how hard it is, though, to get old people to change their routine.
I think we can do it, though. I used to work down the hall from him. He remembers me.
Mm-hmm. We give him a
little, can call.
A little flash.
He remembers you, all right. Good morning, Katie. You're on Q100.
I was calling to report Niecy on the Style Network.
Uh-huh.
She came and did a show in Atlanta, and she kept referring to it as Hotlanta.
Because she's not from here. She was doing the show here.
She's not.
So
she was all over the Style Network saying it.
Well, from now on, I'm going to refer to her as Nissa.
Dina writes, this one is actually to Wendy. Hey, Wendy, I thought you'd be interested in the Not Hotlanta party. We, East Andrews, are hosting this Thursday night at 10 o'clock in conjunction with a local singles group and Hands-On Atlanta fundraiser.
Cool.
It's not only for a great cause, but also to show our support for your radio campaign. We look forward to seeing you and your listeners on Thursday night. So that's a Not Hotlanta party going on at East Andrews.
On Thursday.
East Andrews gets it. Tavern 99. You got to step it up.
You're down the street from each other.
Hello?
Help each other out.
Yeah.
Hey, Alvin, go ahead. You're on Q100.
I called about the bar thing. I used to work at a bar, and the corporate actually prints those banners and gives them as a run for certain beers and such like that.
So he's an out-of-towner banner company.
The Miller people.
Yeah.
They should know better.
Gotta educate these people.
Good morning, Samantha. You are on Q100. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
I was actually calling because I have a celebrity offender.
Uh-oh.
Ellen DeGeneres, on her recent show, did the Bigger, Wider show, and she was introducing one of her newest acts, and she said, all the way from Hotlanta, and I about cried.
Do you remember the name of the act?
I'm not sure. Well, they had a gentleman that swallowed a hanger, and then his wife hit him on the head with a toaster to bend it at an angle.
Okay.
Oh,
and I think that was the act. If it
wasn't that,
it was when she was introducing Kanye West, but it was right within those couple minutes.
Did I drop acid?
All right,
so 30 seconds. Am I on shrooms?
That's how we get on TV.
We need to tweet Ellen today and tell her that she's made a terrible, terrible mistake.
Hey, when you introduced that guy before Kanye West who swallowed the coat hanger before his wife hit him with a toaster, do you remember that? Remember? You said Hotlanta.
If everybody's going to tweet her, how should they do it? Pound no more Hotlanta?
Yeah, you gotta hashtag it.
Okay.
And what is the hashtag?
No more Hotlanta.
No more Hotlanta.
Good morning, Matt. You're on Q100.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. I'd like to report an offense. This past weekend during the Georgia game.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Right before halftime, there was a commercial And as the commercial went out and the announcer came back on, he said, well, welcome guys back to Hotlanta, where the dogs are, and he gave the score and everything, and I was like, no!
Was that on? Was that Vern Lundquist on CBS? Or no, this was an ABC game, wasn't it?
No, this was on the radio on 750, AM 750.
This is your team, Bert.
Was that Neil Williamson?
I'm not even sure of his name, actually.
You gotta make the phone call.
I just turned the channel there.
Okay, yeah. So 7:50, we got Borch to cover, and we've got this dude to cover now also over at 7:50.
Yeah, Neil Williamson. I used to work with him, too. I got to call him up.
They should know better.
No more Hotlanta.
All right, once again, if you see an offense, go ahead and email us or Facebook us, and we'll put them on our list.
We'll embarrass them, right, for
it's
sure.
It's the No Hotlanta campaign.
Get it? The Bert Show. L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.